Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a staple of Fridays around here. It's the cookie jar. I've got questions. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day is on Saturday. What's the oldest thing hanging out in your refrigerator?
This is funny because, you know, I saw this question. I started looking at some expiration dates, and Lisa does a tremendous job of cleaning out the refrigerator. And so we don't have a lot of things with expired dates. Sometimes you look in the freezer and you've got an old bag of peas or something that's been forever because just no one wants to eat it. But what she doesn't do is clean out the fridge in the garage.
Oh boy.
And we have a pot of chicken noodle soup that has been there for probably 3 months. And it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, I don't really want to open the lid at this point. Now, it's been refrigerated, but I guarantee you there's something growing in there. And at some point I am going to have to clean it, and I'm going to have, because I want to keep the pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I look at that one, and every time I walk in the house, I want to say, hey, did you know that your pot's still out there? I'm sure she's wondering where it is. I know. And I know that it's filled with yuck.
So in my fridge, I don't think we have anything like homemade like that that's old. It would have to be all of the condiments. Like, we don't go through the door. That's where all of our salad dressings, our mustards, for sure. There's got to be a really old mustard, an old ranch dressing that's just, we don't use it. So it just sits there and we never look at it. I mean, I didn't go through and investigate like you did, but that's what I would say.
I've got some old barbecue sauce that somehow has found itself in a Tupperware container. I don't know why it's in there, but that's probably it.
Now, your condiment, Heather, would not be ketchup, though, because you love ketchup, right?
Oh, no, there's no expired ketchup in our house. Yeah. That's for sure.
I probably tartar sauce. We don't eat much fish. So something like that, that's just probably expired way beyond it.
So this happens routinely for me. When I lost a bunch of weight, I decided it starts at the grocery store. You want to make good decisions at the grocery store. So I feel like every week I'm buying like spinach and I have the best of intentions, right? I'm going to work it into a salad or a smoothie, or I'm just going to find a way to get more dark leafy greens. Ooh. And then 2 weeks go by and it's like this gross bag of wilted
swampy
spinach. Yes, swampy is a great word. It's always spinach.
That's
so
gross.
You're not Popeye.
No. I like olive oil, though.
And your bolognese.
There you go. Next question. Who is your favorite small athlete of all time? Heather, besides Amon Ross St. Brown.
Okay.
I'd have to go with Spud Webb. 5'7", is one of the shortest NBA players of all time. Won the 86 slam dunk contest. And part of why he won was just simply because of the vertical. Like, there wasn't really anything spectacular about the dunk other than he was dunking. I thought it was awesome, and it was right there. I was 10 years old at the time, and I thought, man, if he could do it, anyone can do it.
The picture of him dunking is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Because there is so much room from his feet to the ground.
Yeah, it's almost like the same amount of height that he is tall is what his vertical was.
Wow. I've never heard of him before. I just Googled him. Pretty cool. I don't know a lot of small athletes besides Amon-Ra. Barry Sanders is the first one that I thought of. And it happened to be that he was standing next to Barry Sanders when I thought he was small.
So. Yeah, Barry's 5'8". That qualifies. Yeah.
I'm going to say Darren Sproles. He's not much bigger than I am. And he, like, I've stood next to John Jansen and TJ Lang. And imagine a body my size next to bodies those size, and everybody's moving and flailing around, and appendages are flopping around everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's amazing that he could play as long as he did in the NFL.
Yeah, 5'6".
5'6"?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. He's a little man.
Yeah.
I'm going with Kirby Puckett. I loved watching Kirby Puckett play baseball. He wasn't the typical athlete. He was shorter, 5'8", but also stocky. Man, he always delivered when it mattered.
I'm going to give you a guy that kind of gets forgotten about because Ed Reed dominated the era. How about Bob Sanders laying the lumber from the safety position at all of 5'8" to be able to lay people out at 5'8"? Give me Bob Sanders.
He won DPOY 1 year.
Yeah, he did. All right, would you rather be a fan of an elite offense or an elite defense?
Well, I'm an offensive guy, so I'd have to say offense. I can appreciate what's going on up front, and I fall into that trap too. Like, I just want to see some excitement. I want to see the combination of a balanced offense. Those are always the most dominant. You can't stop the run, and then all of a sudden they go to the play action. That's why we love the Lions when it's operating as Dan Campbell's plan sees fit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would pick the offense just because I think it's more fun to watch.
Defense
for sure. Look at the Super Bowl last year. I mean, the clinic the Eagles put on, the clinic that the Bears put on in 85, the clinic that the Ravens put, like, an elite offense wouldn't beat that.
I'm going to split the tie. Give me offense. Here's the thing with defense. You got an elite defense, you're always in the game, but you're never confident you're going to win it because you're always waiting for this offense that's not very good to find a way. When I have a great offense, I'm never out of it. And every drive is exciting.
In the defense of defense, I think one of the greatest Super Bowls is one of the most boring Super Bowls, and that was Pats-Rams. That game to me was just, it was a defensive masterpiece on both sides.
That game sucked.
Exactly.
All right, the Pope ranked his top four movies of all time. What's your personal Mount Rushmore?
All right, so this was heavy discussion this morning, and I'm venturing to say that there's probably only one on mine that maybe you guys have seen. Maybe another one, but you guys know I'm a big John Wayne fan.
Are these all John Wayne
movies?
No,
they're not all John Wayne, but the first two are. El Dorado, by far my first and favorite movie of all time. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, and this is how well Lisa knows me. If I'm in a bad mood, she knows it when I come home, El Dorado's on the TV. And it just calms me down, puts me back in the frame of mind. I become a better dad, a better husband. Rio Bravo is the other go-to John Wayne movie. John T. Chance. And so my third, John Wick, the second one.
Okay. I knew it. I knew you were going to put that on there.
John Wick, the second one. And I started thinking about this yesterday when we were talking about Lions fans going to Lincoln Financial. It's like John Wick. You go through the catacombs, you take care of business, and then you got to fight your way out. Exactly what we're looking for. And then my fourth, Hoosiers. Gotta love Hoosiers. At one, just it makes me smile every single time, and I get just excited when they measure the basket in Indianapolis, and I'm just ready to go.
Have you seen Hoosiers, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
My team's on the floor.
I'm still struggling with this question because I have a list of so many of my favorite movies in front of me. Uh-huh. And it's, do I want to pick the movies that are actually good movies, like well done, cinematic?
No, this is just your four favorite movies.
Don't worry about what the film critics say.
Because
mixed messages again.
This is really difficult for me.
Where are we going to go eat?
Okay, so Dirty Dancing is definitely on the list. One of my all-time favorite movies. I think Home Alone makes the cut.
Oh,
also
wow.
Going on the list. A movie that I can always watch when it's on TV. It's not a good movie, but I enjoy it. Pitch Perfect.
Oh,
and then
big fan of T.G. Lang.
Yeah, exactly.
Two.
He's in a sequel,
yeah. Oh, gosh. No. I don't know.
Throw a dart, just pick one. Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
Eat? I don't know.
What?
My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Solid. All right. Yeah.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Return of the Jedi, The Prestige, and Moneyball.
All right, I'm going to give you my honorable mentions quick. Goodfellas, Departed, Seven, and Silence of the Lambs. And
you know, right there's only four people on Mount Rushmore. Just give us four
names. I know,
so
I'm giving my honorable mentions first.
Who's the honorable mention of Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, be your next week's cookie jar.
All right. My four. Dark Knight. Masterpiece. It's the one, it stepped outside its genre because the acting and the storyline was so good. Like, it's not a superhero movie. It's a great movie.
It's a superhero
I agree
movie.
With
no,
you.
No, it's not.
It is a very, John, very good movie. It's on my list.
Batman is a superhero.
Watch it. Watch Heath
Ledger.
He did watch it.
I have watched it, yeah.
And El Dorado's better?
Yeah.
Please. Infinity War is second.
Now, that's a superhero movie.
It moved ahead of Empire Strikes Back, which was my favorite before that, right behind Dark Knight. And I thought it was better than Empire Strikes Back and holds up. And then the fourth one, or Empire's third, and then Endgame is fourth.
Okay. Shawshank,
yep.
Inception,
yeah.
Good Will Hunting, and Rocky IV. I'm a sucker for that cheesy Rocky movie.
There you go. All right. Yeah. At least you have a sports one in there.
He dies.
Yeah.
He dies. Throw in the towel.
You can't win. For Christmas, colored lights or all white?
All right. So in the Jansen house, we do both. But I will say this. If it were up to me, it would be colored lights and there wouldn't even be an option. We do colored lights outside, and I just put them up, some of them yesterday. They're on this morning. I thought they look spectacular. But on our Christmas tree inside, Lisa loves the white lights. Now, with Teddy,
the whites are much better.
We have a new Christmas tree that has the button that you can hit for all that. It can be blinking. They can, you know, the lights aren't twinkling. Yes, okay. Or they could be colored. They could be white. And Teddy prefers colored lights. So I might get my way this year.
Mm-hmm. I have some rules about the lights at our house. Same kind of thing as you do. Inside, it's white lights. Outdoors, it can be anything. I like the colored lights outdoors. Yeah.
Definitely colored lights.
Colored is fine.
Yeah.
More than fine, David.
Yeah, I'll take the David lights outside. And then the tree has got to be white.
Okay.
The whites are much better.
You were just waiting for this, weren't you?
This is great. The colors. I like the colors for the Christmas tree inside and outside the house, as David would say.
Colored is fine.
That's your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. So you got to make sure you check it every single time. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sports partner, sportsbook partner of the NBA. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to grab your reward before the clock expires. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning.
I've not heard that
you
one.
You hadn't heard that one.
No, that's good.
It's only appropriate after Cookie Jar. Ticket Texture says, so white inside and colored outside? Is that really how we're doing this, guys?
Nah.
Talking Christmas lights, people.
Mm-hmm.
Some more response. This one says, Christmas lights all blue.
All blue.
All blue.
Ugh. What is... I mean, if your favorite song is Blue, Blue Christmas...
Okay, you're the Mason Blue guy, and even you're making a face. You don't do all blue Christmas lights.
No, you don't do all blue Christmas lights. What's supposed to be, you know, I don't get that.
On the movie front, did John say that The Dark Knight is just a superhero movie?
No. I didn't say
it. It's a masterpiece, John.
Okay, fine. You can say whatever you want. I don't care. But it is a superhero movie. It's not. It may be more than that to some people, but it is Batman. Batman is a superhero.
Yeah, but the point in my mind, it stepped outside that. It is a superhero movie, but the acting and the storyline and the surprises in it, the hospital scene with the Joker as the nurse.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay, great.
It's a great movie.
Like that, when I watched it for the first time, you get chills.
John watched it on an airplane.
We're on an airplane.
Vegas. It's different.
Yeah, it is.
Not boom boom. Let's go to the Old West.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Old West, John, I love both, but El Dorado and Rio Bravo are the same movie, just a couple different actors.
Well, a lot of John Wayne's movies, a lot of the old, you know, like I could have gone with the spaghetti westerns in Clint Eastwood, like Good, Bad, and Ugly. That was that. Okay, you want to talk about my honorable mention? Two Mules for Sister Sarah. All of those are great movies. Honorable mention.
For the small athletes, Jose Altuve getting a vote.
Okay.
Muggsy Bogues was shorter than Spud and also won a dunk contest.
Okay.
Earl Boykins, EMU zone. Favorite small athlete, Pinckney Jones on the ticket text. Tom, you're an Eastern guy. Why didn't you have Earl Boykins?
I don't know.
Okay, just not important enough. How young is Heather that she doesn't know who Spud Webb is?
When did he play? Who did he play for? Tell me about him.
86.
I know nothing about him.
He played for four teams, but most notably the Hawks in Atlanta.
That's in 86?
Yeah. And that's when he won the slam dunk contest.
A toddler. I mean.
So you were the same size.
I was?
As Spud at the time.
Yes.
Is Teddy 5'6 yet?
He's not far from it, yes.
Could you imagine Teddy next to Spud Webb and being surprised at how it's...
Yes.
Basically the same guy. 248-539-9797. I'd rather have an elite offense. See the last year Tiger playoff performances as my reason why. It is a helpless feeling when your defense is great, but your offense stinks or just isn't very good, and you're in these torturous games. Greg, I know you're saying it's the same the other way, but at least I'm in a shootout, and I feel like the next time I get the ball, I'm going to go win. I have to eventually go win. As many stops as I get, eventually I have to score. With the offense, I never have a doubt. I'm going to score.
Yeah, but good defenses score too.
Yeah. See, Iowa football for 35 yeah. years.
Mm-hmm. How'd that elite offense work in the NFC Championship game? Okay. Got him.
All right.
I mean, the Eagles didn't have an elite offense too?
I mean, Saquon Barkley was, what, two or three in MVP voting.
I'm talking about the Lions one.
No, I know that. Yeah, but he just brought up the Eagles.
The last year
the
against
team that
the Commanders?
Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're having two different conversations here.
Yeah.
Anyway, our football conversations are brought to you by Paramount Plus. Sorry, Paramount. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday with CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You got a couple other movie ones you should read.
Oh, okay. You brought these in. What do we got here? This one says Big Four. Four movies. Big Trouble in Little China, Mallrats, Super Troopers, and From Dusk Till Dawn.
Super Troopers is great.
Shawshank 7. 7 was just off the list for me.
Yeah.
Shawshank 7, Good Will Hunting, and Shaving Ryan's Privates. That's the one you wanted me to read.
Yeah, to get that.
There you go.
Let's go to news.
Let's get to news. Hey, by the way.
We can ask Mike Tirico about that.
I was going to say, we will not be asking Tirico about that at 7:35. He will join us, JB Bickerstaff, at 8 o'clock. What's going on, Heather?
Well, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. So what's believed to be a human skull was discovered by workers in the woods in Wayne on Thursday. Police say that the skull was found in the afternoon in a wooded area near Michigan Avenue and Newborough Road. Police do believe that the skull is actually connected to another adult skeleton that was found in the same area back in March of this year. Apparently, those bones, a skull was never found for that body. But the skull is going to be sent to the Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office for lab work. Police have not said how or when it's believed the person died. John Skelton, the father of three Michigan boys who disappeared back in 2010 and were never found, has now been charged with murder. Three counts of open murder and tampering with evidence were filed against him on Wednesday, and the charges come just weeks before he was actually set to be released from prison for unlawful imprisonment of his sons. He served nearly 15 years for that charge, so... And it doesn't go into detail if there's new evidence that was found, right? Because it's like, okay, after all these years, did you find something that you can actually pinpoint this? Or is it just new eyes are looking at this case and think that he should have been charged in the past? So the family is obviously hopeful that the truth will finally be unveiled. The Detroit Lions just announced a multi-year partnership with M&M, and it's all for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving halftime show. This is pretty cool. So M&M and his longtime manager and president of Shady Records, Paul Rosenberg, will consult with the club on talent selection and all aspects of the halftime production through 2027. So they'll be around for a while. Rosenberg says that it's an honor for them to team up with the Lions and be part of the greatest tradition in Detroit sports. He says, quote, "We look forward to putting together unforgettable shows featuring world-class artists for the fans at Ford Field and the tens of millions watching around the country."
Do we know who's doing this year's Thanksgiving halftime yet?
Gosh, do we?
Is it the Temptations?
Oh, yes.
No, they're doing the Cowboy game.
Oh, no, right. Wait.
No, it's right, yeah.
No, I don't think we do. Do we?
Bueller? Anybody know?
That was also on my list, speaking of movies.
Well, because I know two years ago it was Jack Harlow. It was not very good.
It was really bad.
Shemuzi was good last year, but I'm excited to get these two guys involved and make it even better.
It's going to be great, for sure. You guys, there was a crazy road rage attack in Troy. It actually left a Macomb County man unresponsive. This guy, a driver who was clearly upset about something, we don't know the details, got out of his car. This was at John R. and Square Lake on Sunday and started, like, beating this man, a 48-year-old man, like kicking him over and over, hitting him. The victim had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. The driver fled the scene, but thankfully was spotted later on, pulled over and arrested. He's now facing charges of aggravated assault. This is a story you guys might, well, semi-relate to. There's this guy. He's actually from Russia, or in Russia, and he's facing 2 years in prison because he staged a carjacking. And he did it, apparently, all because he didn't want to go shopping with his wife.
Oh, come on.
Because it is, I don't know if you guys enjoy shopping or not, but I know Colin, after one story, is like, I'm done. Like, he does not enjoy.
There's a fatigue factor.
Yes. Definitely is not his favorite thing to do. Probably not with me. If I'm going to shop for clothes or something,
it doesn't have to be clothes. Like,
it could be anything, I guess, but.
If I go grocery shopping with Kelsey, like, our pace is so different. I'm like,
oh, really?
I got my, we're going here, yes. Get everything, get out. And she's like, well, let's go down this aisle. Let's take a look over
here. Yeah.
Yes.
So when I get it.
We usually go shopping at different times. And if I'm going shopping, I'm in and out.
Yeah.
And it is, at least it sends me a very detailed list because she knows I'm not going to pick up anything that's not on the list.
Yeah. So I can relate to this. I can understand where this guy was coming from, not as far as to stage a carjacking, but it happened back in April. The cops are just releasing a detail, but apparently he like said the car was stolen. It was found to be like tampered with, and police believed it until the husband kind of said like, this is what's going on. So.
It's Heather with the news. Lions on Sunday Night Football. Mike Tirico next, 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping men across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. He's helped thousands look younger, feel better, and get back the confidence they thought was gone for good. A board-certified surgeon, Dr. Berkowitz is a true pioneer in modern hair restoration, and he's the only Detroit area physician offering both smart graft and neograft, performed entirely by his own in-house medical team. So there's no traveling techs, no assembly line, just precision, safety, and results that look completely natural. And because of a rare schedule opening next week, Dr. B is making it possible to save thousands on select procedures, but only for those few available spots. Once they're filled, regular pricing returns. And this Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey. Skip the overseas gimmick and trust your hair to a board-certified surgeon. The sooner you call, the more options you'll have, and the sooner you'll see results. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com, where your confidence grows back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lions on Sunday Night Football. Great time for us to check in with Mike Tirico, who will be on that call. Mike, as always, appreciate your time. Good morning.
Kevin, good morning. How are we doing?
Great.
Yeah, excited about this weekend, and I think I'll start with this one. What do we believe about this Detroit Lions offense? Last week, Dan Campbell's calling the offense. Was it the rhythm of the offense? Was it Dan Campbell as the play caller, or was it just a beat-up, depleted, and not performing well Washington defense?
Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you for the layup early in the morning, John. Let's think about a couple of things. First off, in the NFL, and John, you live this, so you know it very well. This is my 20-something year calling games in the NFL. Every year is different, and we expect people to just kind of put it under the screen of the copy machine and ditto, repeat it. Even Kansas City, in this amazing run as they try to make a fourth consecutive Super Bowl, they're different offensively, and it's had to evolve based on personnel and injuries. And it's the same thing here. So we expect the offense to be the same. Of course, it wasn't going to be exactly the same without Ben Johnson, who is good enough doing the job to not only get a job in Chicago, but have them at 6-3. So that, plus I think the changes up front on the offensive line, just taking a little bit of time. And then to the Dan point, look, you guys have Dan on every week. You know how aggressive, bold, and decisive he is. And that was seen to me in the calling of the game last week. That doesn't mean John Morton wasn't doing a good job. This was like the number two or three scoring offense going into last week. It's number two now to Indianapolis. There's just a decisiveness because Dan doesn't have to answer to anybody. John Morton is figuring everybody out and continuing to evolve in that role. If John Morton calls plays later on this year, or even at some point during Sunday night, I think his offense is going to be just fine. I just think Dan's vision for what he wanted this group to look like with all the knowledge of it came out in the way the plays were called on Sunday.
This is a matchup we've been looking forward to. Didn't get to see it last year. Haven't seen it with these two teams rolling. What's the biggest storyline to you or the thing you're most excited about?
A little bit of that. In seeing this matchup with these two teams who have been the two best in the NFC for the last 3 years, I'm interested to see where Philadelphia is in terms of two things. One, their defense, because they did, as you know, gets talked about here often, they did go out and add pieces. And you know, Jair Alexander, one of those pieces we thought might be a part of this, he's not around. We're not going to see him, obviously, this week and probably for a few weeks at least after that, if at all. I think Jalen Phillips is the add that helped them. Getting Jalen Phillips into the lineup from Miami, Vic Fangio has familiarity. Phillips has always been productive and effective. One thing he hasn't been is healthy with season-ending injuries back-to-back years, an Achilles and an ACL. If he can stay on the field, adding him to Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, I'll tell you a guy who, as we watch getting ready for this week, two guys who continue to play well who you don't hear much about at all, Moro Ojomo's 97 for Philly, and Jalen Hunt, 58. Those two guys have been a factor for them. So they've got a half dozen guys up front. Why do I point to that? It's pressure. What takes the Lions out of the rhythm and timing of an offense that's hard to stop downfield is Goff not having to, one, not on the spot where he wants to throw from, and second, not having the time to get it downfield for those longer developing plays. It's not a Jared thing. It's just a quarterback thing. But I think that impacts this offense more than anything else.
What do you know about this offense for Philly? Because we've all seen the drama of A.J. Brown, and I think we all expect, you know, diva tendencies from receivers, but he's been very vocal and out front with it. But we've also seen Jalen Hurts address the issue of turnovers. 16 touchdowns, one interception, but they're also not taking as many shots downfield. Like, what do we know about this offense? Are they going to be the offense we saw last year eventually?
Yeah. Let me answer your question. I'll come back to a point off of that, John. Are they going to be the offense we saw at the end of last year? I think it's the same thing. I don't think their offensive line is as dominant as it was last year. Can it get there? Perhaps. You've had people missing during the year. Landon Dickerson's health has been an issue. He's been injured multiple times. Lane Johnson injured in the game last week, missed half the game, came back. So I think that's part of why you're not seeing Saquon Barkley have the success yet. He's also not having the long runs. He had those 60-yard home run shots. Remember, the first couple, or I should say the middle couple of those from last year, were against the Rams on a Sunday night right around this time. I think it was the week before Thanksgiving. So they have time to get where they're going to get. You nailed it on Hurts. He's protecting the ball. At the end of the day, when you have a good defense, that's what I want to do. I want to protect the football. He was great in that in the playoffs, 10 touchdowns, one interception. He's been very good with that this year. He's a smart, take-care-of-the-football coach of his son quarterback, which you love to have in your team. Let me just deal with A.J. Brown for a second. You know, we read the quotes, and we are guilty in the media a lot. And I try not to do this, but I fall into this habit as well. We're guilty of just taking the quote that we see and just running with it. Mm-hmm. If you watch the interview that A.J. Brown gave at his locker on Wednesday, that is exactly what any of us in the media and any of us as fans hope for from a player. A little bit of accountability, but mostly we're not good on offense. We got to figure it out. He was asked a question that he easily could have thrown his quarterback under the bus. He didn't. He said, I'm not back there. I don't know what kind of time he has. But he didn't say it angrily. He kind of explained his frustration. And he said, the offense can't go the whole year with the defense putting on a Band-Aid for us. Like what he said, if you go back and watch the 90-second clip, 2.5 minutes actually, it's really good. And it's everything you want. Yes, he wants the ball because they're better when he gets the ball. The fact that he's not being targeted is a flaw of this offense right now. He just said it out loud.
It's Mike Tirico. He's joining us this morning, Beyond the Call, Sunday night, NBC. You guys will set the stage as well as anybody does right now. Could you speak to the environment in Philadelphia? Because I got a kick out of this. I love the moment you had this week with Mike from Ocean City. For those that missed it, the Sixers fan who's barking behind you. And you said, Philly sounds almost a little dangerous on the Nat sound, right, when you're broadcasting these games. So what is the atmosphere going to be like for the Lions?
Yeah, you never know where you're going to get. We had a guy sitting right behind Reggie Miller and me on Tuesday night, and he yelled, that's not a shooting foul. And it was just in a moment where we just were quiet for a couple of seconds. You could hear it as clear as day. I turned around, I laughed, and we engaged with him because he looked like he was going to be harmless, and he was. It's always dangerous to give a live mic to somebody on national TV. I love Philadelphia, and I love going there. The whole booing Santa Claus and throwing batteries thing is like 30 years ago. It stays back there. That doesn't mean the fans aren't nasty and hostile. I think it's a little different than it used to be. Here's why I love Philly fans. They will boo you if you win the Super Bowl in the first half after the Super Bowl if your offense isn't good. However, and it's very similar to Detroit fans in this sense, this part of it, don't mess with our team. You can't come from outside and tell me that my team is this issue or that issue because I'll defend my team to the end. It's almost like that Big Brother thing. Like, I'm going to be the first one to get on you, but I'm also going to be the first one to kick somebody's butt if they come after you. I've learned that by being in Philly for a long time, covering games. Ron Jaworski, great quarterback for the Eagles, took him to the Super Bowl back in the 79-80 season. Jaws was one of my first TV partners in the studio, and I got to see Philly through a different light. And man, did they love Jaws when he goes back there. And Mike Quick, Dr. J, the Philadelphia legends, they love him when they go back. So I love it as a sports city. It's going to be hostile. Good for Dan. Like, this is why Dan Campbell gets it better than most coaches in any sport that I'm around right now. Like, he knows what's coming. So he just turns it into a positive. Guys, we're going to love people cursing at us and yelling at us. And here's the crap they used to do. And it's like, just be ready for it. And like, let's go in there, man, and embrace it and come out and try to beat him and shut him up. Like, that is what it takes in this day and age to coach people at max about. John, and you see it all the time. I know that. You've been around coaches your whole life. Like, you would have given anything, I know, to play for Dan. That's the kind of thing that I know we love as fans and media, and I think players love as well.
So we asked our listeners this earlier to fill in the blank, and I'll ask you the same thing. Lions win if... And then fill in, like, what is it that they've got to do?
Shut down the run and control the game offensively. And that doesn't mean scoring 32 points or whatever they're averaging at the moment. That means control the game with you know, when they want to run, they can run the ball. Play action being effective as it was last week. Continuing to – when the Lions' threats get going downfield and you have to cover them downfield, this team becomes really impossible to stop because the two backs in the offensive line are so good that they'll just bludgeon you with runs. Punts – Jack Fox's video on the Lions' social media site won't be just him holding probably this week. It'll probably be a week where he has to punt a couple of times because this feels like a – NFC championship level type game where the defense has to step up. I am still amazed the Lions have played as well as they have, considering that, you know, if you go into camp, their top four corners are out again in all likelihood this week, right? With the injuries, they yeah. still have hung in there. They've still played well on the back end through injuries, and they're getting people back. I think the headline for Lions fans is this is not the product you're going to walk into January with. You got to get to January. You got to stay healthy. There's no guarantees. But with the people who are coming back, I think this feels a little different. But they win if they don't let Barkley get going, can get some stuff going downfield early, and then dictate the game offensively on their terms in the second half.
So I'm going to go off the board on this one and ask you a question here in regards. Tomorrow's a big day in the state of Michigan. It's opening day of rifle season. And I know you're busy. I know you're a transplant. But you've been here long enough. You know what that day means. And I got to ask. Have you ever been hunting?
No, not a hunter. I'm a city kid. I grew up in New York. New York City, you know, the grass backyard for me was about 8x6. I was a concrete kid, never hunted. Totally know the, like, I have friends who have a neighbor who just kind of lives for all this stuff and has all the animals up on his wall and all that. And he'll be off, I'm sure, for the first day tomorrow. John, I'm focused tomorrow on where you're going to be. On Wrigley Field. I love those games. I got to do a Syracuse-Notre Dame game at Yankee Stadium a couple of years ago. I love those games. I know so many Michigan fans who are heading to Wrigley. I think if you ask me where any sporting event could be played that I would love to call, one is where I grew up going to sports at Madison Square Garden. Two is my alma mater, Syracuse, just because that was so formative in my life and still is a big part of my life. But then it's Wrigley. I love going there. My daughter and I went to go see Springsteen there a few years ago. It was the best of the 27 Springsteen shows I've seen. I'm so excited for the Michigan fans that are making the trip down 94. Just be safe this weekend because that is going to be just the best. So I'm jealous of you, John. Our game's great Sunday night, but I would switch places with you Saturday.
Deal. Okay. I don't want to miss out on Wrigley either because Doug and I are going to take our baseball gloves and we're going to play catch down on Wrigley Field just to say that we did it.
That's tremendous. That is I love that idea. That is so cool. You know, the whole deal used to be drink around Wrigley. There are enough bars if you go all the way around. To have a drink everywhere around Wrigley. So, you know, since it's a noon start, you may want to do that as post game activity for those going. But you know, start at home plate, make the circle, get to Murphy's out there. It's just such a great spot, and I love that Northwestern's done that. I have a kid who's a Northwestern alum, and their new stadium is going to be really cool. They were in a terrible stadium, but the fact that they've done this for the last two games, the last couple of years, is just off the charts. Going to be a great memory for anyone going. So. I'm not partaking in hunting season, but I will partake in watching season at Wrigley with the game tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You know, it's always a treat for us to have you on. Thanks for making time for us.
Our pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend. If we'll talk all, happy holidays.
Yep, you too.
It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here. In the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or in Wrigley, you're kicking back after a long day is another great option. As proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Good morning on a football Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. JB Bickerstaff is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Pistons head coach, his first check-in of the season with us. Love having JB on and love the way this Pistons team is playing. They got a couple home games coming up to round out this homestand. They'll play tonight against the 76ers. They've won 8 in a row. John, we have the picks. We have the cookie jar. We had Mike Tirico. We're going to have Red Wing tickets to give away today.
Mike's the best.
Tirico's awesome. We could have talked to him for 2 hours. We got done with that, and I said I could have talked to him for 2 hours. He's so engaging. He's spot on with what he says. He has so much experience. He talks to these coaches during the week so he can give you a little more insight on the game. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, and there's a guy. You when you listen to a lot of the talking heads, there's a lot of them that, okay, they do some work and they show up and they're knowledgeable. But when you have a guy that studies as much as he does for as many events, it's remarkable first that he has time to actually do it. But he studies and lives and breathes because he knows people are going to be tuning in on Sunday night and they want to know every detail about both teams and the matchups. And I loved his take on A.J. Brown in regards to the context of we hear these clips and we hear the stories of, oh, he's he's playing a video game and he tells somebody that's on Twitch that hey, if you got me on your your fantasy team, bench me. Like, okay, what is all of the context that goes involved? And there is an aspect of the diva side of being a receiver and him as a number one, but to get the entire context of what he actually has to say,
he is a pro's pro. But he's not like one of these robo broadcasters. Like, he is able to give that warmth to the broadcast, that context, the full picture. And he's got quite the picture to paint coming up on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to be, it's even his take on what to expect from Philly fans.
Yeah.
And the environment. Like, it is going to be one of the all time great environments this year in the NFL.
Well, as he put it, these two teams have been the best in the NFC over the last
3 years.
Call it 3 years. And they haven't played in that time. And so we've done, how many hypothetical matchups have we done about these two teams? What would have happened last year in the playoffs? What if the teams were healthy? What if it was in Detroit? What if it was in Philadelphia? We don't have to do the hypothetical anymore. Mm-hmm. And this may be one of two meetings, but we finally get to see what it looks like. You get to put it down on tape. And we get to judge and evaluate how they stack up with one another.
And you're going to judge and evaluate from top to bottom. Like, it's going to be Howie Roseman and Brad Holmes. It's going to be Dan Campbell, Nick Sirianni. It's going to be Hurts and Goff. It's going to be the fact that both teams, especially at this time of the year, right? Hey, they've got their injuries. We've got ours. What's the depth of these rosters? How are both teams going to be able to manage the injuries that they have, and next man up mentality?
The loser of this game is going to rightfully say, we're not a finished product. The loser of this game is going to point out that this game is in November and not in January. But the winner of this game may host the second meeting. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. But the winner of the game better still know they're not a finished product either.
Right.
This is still long. We're still way out. I think the Lions are hunting the hunted here. And I do think there's something, an element to the Lions. They've won a lot of pretty big games the last 2.5 years. But they've also lost the biggest a couple times around. Like, I look at that Chiefs game this year and I raise eyebrows to, can the Lions beat the biggest dogs in the league? I go to the stat I provided you guys earlier that the Lions are 41-12 since Halloween of 2022. The Eagles are 39-14. That's phenomenal football by two teams in the NFL to win at that rate for that long. And the Eagles have a championship and an appearance in the Super Bowl. And the Lions don't have diddly squat. And I've been trying to get my pulse on this thing really quick here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is starting to be a little bit of a growing frustration by Lions fans that they haven't gotten there yet. Like, it's different than the frustration of 60 years.
Yeah.
It's like, and I don't think the window's closing yet because you got these guys under contract. But it's like, they've done so well, the Eagles, with this phenomenal record. And we haven't gotten anything.
Put it this way. Feeling is, it's our turn, right? It's our turn. Well, if you want it to be your turn, you got a great opportunity on Sunday night to grab the steering wheel.
Yeah, and is this that game that we'll look back on and say, finally got over the hump?
Yeah, and that's not to say, like, Tom, I think you made a good point. Like, it's not to say they haven't won big games. Like, I think Baltimore this year, they came in as bigger underdogs on the road against a team that many thought was a Super Bowl team at the time. And they went in and put one of their more dominant performances they've had of the Dan Campbell era. It's there. It's within them. Got to harness it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do it consistently, right? Because even to Tom's point, the winner of this game is still going to have more work to do. For Detroit, they're going to have Thanksgiving Day. They're going to have at LA, who may be playing better than both these two teams in the NFC right now.
Yep.
I want to see the Lions compete with them toe-to-toe, but still, it's not going to matter because the second time around is going to matter if they face again. I mean, that's what's really going
to
matter.
Put your best foot forward. It's what the Pistons have done. We'll talk to JB Bickerstaff next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.